Good morning.
Sir Richard, you are a long-standing Labour politician. Do you believe that the Chancellor is genuine in this and is right?
Well, I'm also a long-term advocate of devolution to cities. I think this is genuine and I think it is right because it does give us the opportunity to accelerate economic growth and create more jobs. It gives us the tools to make sure local people benefit from those jobs, and it starts to give us the tools to tackle some of the real social issues we face in our cities by connecting that economic growth to deep-seated deprivation.
Do you accept what Liverpool's elected mayor said last year? Manchester and many of our other great northern cities absolutely battered, he said, by the government's austerity measures and cuts. It's like the government taking a house off you and giving you a shed to live in.
I think Joe's in very many respects right about that. And clearly, austerity cuts have hit cities, and particularly northern cities,
far worse. But
doesn't
that make it a bit of a contrick, then, to suggest somehow that this is a way of getting a place to power ahead when you've just taken an awful lot of money, essential money, away from it?
I think it's a mixed policy, and certainly the cuts don't help us power ahead, and indeed they undermine many of the good aspects around devolution. But at the same time, that if we as a council are going to mitigate the impact of those cuts, having greater control over our own destiny is a way of doing that.
What Boris Johnson has said in the past, of course, is not only should you have control over what you spend, but really crucially, you need control over what you get as well. You need to have some kind of tax-raising powers. That's what he'd like to see around the country. It'd be interesting to see if he still campaigns for that now that the Conservatives are in power on their own. Well, what's your view of tax-raising?
I think you do need to put together the ability to spend money with the raising of that money, because I think only through that do you get proper democratic accountability.
Do you think that's going to be in George Osborne's speech today? Because it hasn't been so far, has it?
It started a little bit in the budget this year, in which Greater Manchester and I think Cambridgeshire were given the power to retain all of our business rates growth. Now, that's a first step in the right direction. I think we need to go a lot further than that. But I also understand that fiscal devolution, the devolution of tax-raising powers, is far more complex than simply handing over the power to spend money. And it's probably going to take us some years, really, to evolve a proper system of fiscal devolution, but it does have to happen.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be my question. In your view, if this is all going to work as you'd like to, see it working in the future, there must be a little more than simply the right to keep the business taxes.
I think there has to be something more. And in fact, I think there has to be something more than fiscal devolution as well. I think we do need a new constitutional settlement. And I think we ought to be able to use the aftermath of the Scottish referendum to get a proper constitutional settlement for local government in England that enshrines devolution.
Local income tax?
I don't think we necessarily need a local income tax. There are other people who have argued, for example, for an apportionment of income tax. So a proportion goes locally, a proportion goes nationally. So, these are complex questions and they need time to be worked through. But they do have to be worked through. We do need to put together the spending powers with the tax-raising powers.
What are you going to be able to do, ideally, in, I don't know, 3 or 4 years in Manchester that you can't do at the moment? I mean, give us a kind of concrete example, then, of what this all leads to.
Well, first thing we'll be able to do is that we'll be able to manage our transport system actually in the way that London does, to make sure that people can get to work, they can get to the jobs that we are creating. We can realign the whole of the publicly funded skills provision, including apprenticeships, so what is on offer is relevant to the economy of Greater Manchester, that we are generating the right skills within the city region. We'll be able to take the sort of programmes that are aimed to get people who aren't working into work, the work programme, which by and large is a complete failure, particularly with those people furthest from the from working. And we'll be able to manage those programmes locally to integrate them with health and social care and other provisions to make sure that we can get people into the jobs that we are creating. Sure. The three examples of things we can't do now, but that we will be able to do in the future.
To Richard Leese, thank you.